Hanukkah Upurim. And Rav Nosson Zal says this concept of a person who is ill and who needs to be visited, and when he's visited, it brings upon him the Shekhinah and the Hasagas HaLikus. This is exactly the concept of these two holidays of Chanukah and Purim, Shehem Bechinas Mitzvahs Bikur Cholim. They represent this mitzvah of visiting the sick. Ki hem yomim kedoshim v'toyvim oid, because these are very happy, holy holidays, Chanukah and Purim. V'yaf al pi kein, and despite that, even though they're so holy, they are bimei hachol. They take place during the weekday. Ki einom asurim b'malocha. They're not days like Shabbos and Yom Tov when we're prohibited from doing work. V'heim bebechinas hanal, bebechinas se'oras hasogas halakus, al hacholim b'yoser. These two holidays represent bringing down the great light of Hashem, the Hasogas HaLikus, upon people who are most ill. Al yedei goydel koyach hatzadik, through the great power of the tzadik, sheyochol la'asos kelim v'tzimtzumim nifloim ko'eleh, who has the ability to generate the vessels and the refinements that are needed to be able to bring this very high-level light of Hashem all the way down, down, down to those who are very, very ill. V'hu k'moy l'moshul k'sheho'odom bori b'vaday ein ha'melech bo'el ho'odom l'haris le'ponov. Rav Nosson Zal says this could be compared to the case of a person who, when he's feeling well, the king doesn't come to visit him. Rak kol mi sheroitze l'kabel p'nei ha'melech u'lehis'adein me'or ponov u'tzorech, but rather anyone who wants to see the king and to enjoy the light of the face of the king, hu tzorech lenakois uletaher atzmo yofe yofe ulekashet atzmo koroi, that person has to beautify himself and cleanse himself and make all the preparations that are needed, velishkoi dal dalse amelech, and to knock on the door of the king, ulevakesh meisroi pne amelech, and to plead with those who are close to the king, that they should be able to receive permission that he should be able to go in and see the king. That's when the person is feeling well. The person has to try to perform all the tricks and all the different things that are necessary until he will be granted permission to come before the king on his level. Im lichnois lachatzar ha'melech, whether it's to be permitted to enter into the courtyard of the king, oy labayis, or into the palace, oy lahechol, or into the throne room, kedei sheyor boy ha'melech ponov ha'meirois, so that the king should grant him an audience, should give him the privilege of being able to see the king's beautiful face. Aval kishe'echot me'anshe ha'melech choyle, whereas when one of the king's close people is ill, umutol al eres dvoi, and he's bedridden, rachmona litzlan, oi azai kishenisoyrim rachme hamelech lach yoisem eor ponov, then when the king is inspired to want to give that person a pickup by having that person see the king's face, azai muchrach hamelech leilech etzloi lebesoi, then the king has to pick himself up and leave his palace and go visit that person in his house, because the person's bedridden, he can't leave the house. Lehoyer by ponov, for the king to show his face to this person, ulahach yosoy, and to give him that uplift. And this is what the Gemara means when it says that the Shekhinah hovers above the person that's ill. The Shekhinah comes to him. He can't go to the Shekhinah. He can't travel. He can't leave the house. This is the concept of these two great holidays. Shehem moyadim kedoshim shenitnu lanu lahachoyoseinu kayoim hazeh bimei hagolus hamar. These are two holidays that were given to us to sustain us and to hold us up during the bitter, bitter, long exile that we're going through. Sheknesses Yisrael nikreis chayla. The Jewish people, when we're going through this long, severe exile, We are referred to as people who are ill. Kamashikosu beZohar HaKodesh, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, Bebechinas Samchuni Bo Ashishus, Rabduni Batapuchim, Ki Choylas Ahavo Oni. The Jews have been placed in exile, and we are sick, we are lovesick, from being separated from Hashem, from being so far from Hashem. Umeoitzem Cholyenu HaKove, and because of our severe illness, we don't have the ability to go up to Eretz Yisrael, to the Beis Hamikdash, and to bow before Hashem, to see Hashem three times a year. To enter into Hashem's holy temple, Shehu HaBeis Hamikdash, lekabel oyer haponim, to receive Hashem's oyer haponim over there in the Beis Hamikdash. Why? Because as a result of our sins, we've been exiled from our land, etc. We say this in the Musaf on the holidays. We've been exiled and we can't go up to see Hashem in the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, Hashem has shown pity on us with his incredible kindness. And he added these two holy holidays, Shem Chanukah u'Purim, she'tiknu lanu hatzadikim agdoilim, these two holidays which are the great tzadikim established for us, she'hem anshei kneses hagdoila, kedei lahamshich lanu oyer haponim letoich beisenu betoikev galusenu, in order to bring the light of Hashem's face into our homes during this severe exile that we're going through, for Hashem to pay a house call. Sheyizke kol echad bebeisoy bechanukah lahadlik ner chanukah, that each and every Jew should be able to light the Chanukah candles in his own home. Shehu bechinas oyer haponim, that's bringing this light of Hashem. Bechinas lahatzil ponim mishomen. The pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 104. To shine the face, to have the face glow from oil. So we see that the oil of the Chanukah menorah represents this glow of Hashem's face, this oyer haponim. Chinas hasogas elokus. This corresponds to that high understanding of Hashem. V'chein bepurim, and so to on the holiday of Purim, kol echod mamshich al atzmoi b'chinas kabolas ha-toyrah, shem bekablamos b'chol shana b'toykef ha-golos. Each and every Jew receives the Torah anew on Purim, each and every single year, while we're going through this severe exile. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in the Megillah, chapter 9, Kimu v'kiblu, the Jews receive the Torah anew. And receiving the Torah is again this hasoga selukus, this receiving the oyer haponim of Hashem. V'alkein Chanukah u'Purim heim bebechinas raglin. And this is also why the holidays of Chanukah and Purim are referred to in the Sifrei Kabbalah as feet. Ki heim bechinas netzach v'hoid, shem bechinas raglan ki yadua. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that Chanukah and Purim correspond to the spheroids of netzach and hoid, which are the two legs. Zehu bechinas mitzvahs bikur choylim. This is related to that mitzvah of visiting a person who is sick. Sheha mitzvah beraglin. The mitzvah is with your feet, to go to the person's house. Hainu b'chinas hanal. This is what we mentioned earlier. Shashim yisborach merachim oleinu, v'hoylech levakreinu, u'meir loy ponav ha'kdoishim b'tokev gavuseinu, shanu choylem koele kashu yadeh kolechet b'nafshoy. That Hashem takes pity on us, and Hashem comes to visit us, and to shine His holy face upon us during this severe golus, where we are so ill, like each and every one of us knows exactly how ill we really are spiritually. V'hu berachmov mevakreinu u'mechayo isonu bo'er ponav akdoshim, and Hashem with His great kindness visits us and gives us new life through His face, through the light of His face, al yidei kedushas hayomim hakdoshim o'elu shenosanonu, through the holiness of Hashem's face, through the holiness of these special holidays which Hashem has given us. Shehem Chanukah u'Purim, Shehem Moyadim Kedoshim b'mei ha'chol. These are holy holidays in the weekdays. Shehein Bechinas Yemei HaGolus, the weekdays, corresponds to the Jewish people being in exile. She'oz Ein Banu Koyach La'aloy Seilov L'Beis HaMikdash L'Kav L'Araponim. These are times when we don't have the ability, we don't have the power to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to receive the Or HaPonim. Rak Hu Yisborach Mamshich Lonu Or HaPonim L'Toich Beiseinu. So what does Hashem do? He pays a house call. He brings his Or HaPonim into our homes. Kedei L'Hachyoseinu, in order to give us life, new spiritual life, Al Yedei HaTzadikim HaGedoilim HuAmitim Shebechol Dor, through the true great tzadikim of each and every generation, Sheheim Oiskim B'Tikuneinu, they're the ones who are involved in our tikun, Sheheim Mishtadlim B'Yoser L'Hachyos HaCholim B'Yoser, they're the ones who put the greatest effort into curing the most seriously ill patients. And again, these tzaddikim, they are the Oyer HaPonim of Hashem. Paragraph Tesvov. V'zeh b'chinas ma she'mesavivim hu'aniyim b'chanukah l'kabel mo'ez chanukah. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we're learning here, we can understand why there's a special custom, and this is mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, that the poor people go around on Chanukah to the homes asking for charity, as is brought in the Mogen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch Orachaim, Simen Tof Reishayin, Ze Bechinas Heoras Ponim Melamalo. The act of the poor person coming to your home is the light of Hashem's face from above, Hashem Yisborach Meir Ponav Lonu L'Toch Beiseinu, and bringing the light of Hashem's face into our homes. Ki yefsher lekabel or pnei melechayim ki mal yidei atzdoka, because it is impossible to receive the light of Hashem's face without charity. Kamei shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 17, ani betzedek echezef onecha, I with charity get to see your face. And this is why on the holidays, when the Jews were required to go up to the Beis HaMikdash to receive the light of Hashem's face, that's why each and every single Jew had to offer a sacrifice, a charity offering, a form of charity, in the Beis Hamikdash, the Oilas Re'ia, Kamesha Kosuv, as the pasuk says, V'lo yiro es pnei Hashem reikom. Do not go to see the face of Hashem empty-handed. Aval barigolim she'tzrichem la'alois l'beis Hashem l'kabal araponim, tzrichem la'alois ha'korban shehu nidvas liboy b'chinas tztoka. So that on those holidays, Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos, when there was a Beis Hamikdash, we had to go up to receive the light of Hashem's face, and we had to do it by bringing a korban, shehu nidvas liboy, which is an expression of the generosity of a person's heart. It's an expression of the person's goodwill. They decide to give. Bechinas tztoka, utzrichen litroyach boy lahaloise lebeis Hashem. And the person had to go through the major effort of acquiring this korban and traveling with it to the Beis HaMikdash, bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. Aval b'chanukah, boim hu'aniyim l'toich habayis. Whereas on the holiday of Chanukah, the poor people come to us. It's a house call. They come into our homes. Sheheim monin tevirin delay. The Zohar HaKadosh refers to the poor people as Hashem's broken vessels. Shebohem shchinas oyer ponov. It's in the poor people that there is found the spirit of Hashem, the Shechina, the light of Hashem's face. Kumay shekosu, as the pasuk says clearly in Yeshaya chapter 57, Eshkoin esdako, I reside by the poor people. Eshkoin, Shechina, that the spirit of Hashem is by the poor people. So when a poor person is coming to my home, he's bringing the Shekhinah to my home. He's bringing the Oyer HaPonim to my home. The Alkein, and this is why the Zohar HaKadosh makes an incredible statement. Kishashem Yisborach Oyhei V'Sechod, when Hashem loves someone, Veroitze lohoyer leiponov, and Hashem wants to show his face to that person. Shoyleach loy oni liskeis boy. Hashem sends that person, a poor man, for the person to have the opportunity to give charity to that poor man. Kama shekosu b'zoyer HaKodesh, as the Zoyer HaKodesh says in Vayakel, Daf Kuf Tzadik Ches, Mon de Kutche Barichu Rochem Lei, one whom Hashem loves, Shodalo Daroina Miskana. Hashem sends that person a gift. What is the gift? A poor man. So that this is mamish a gift from Hashem. The poor person who's knocking on my door for charity is Hashem wanting to show his face to me. V'alkein b'chanaka, she'oz hu b'chinas she'Hashem Yisborach meir ponav l'toch b'yseinu, and therefore on Chanukah, when we just learned that that's one of the special times in the year when Hashem is shining his oyer haponim into our homes, alkein barachamov sholeach lanu hu aniyim l'toch b'yseinu, therefore with Hashem's kindness, he sends poor people to come to our, into our homes, kedei liskois bohem, in order that we should be privileged through them, kedei lekabel al yodom oyer haponim shemeiros l'toch b'yseinu, so that we should be able to receive via these poor people this light of Hashem's face that's coming into our homes.